really need your prayers. Feel like the Lord laid a short duty on my heart. He gave it to me last night when I was suffering. But I thank the Lord for it. Need your prayers as we look into the Word of God. Thank you. I wish I could have a little ice in the water.
What?
Ice.
You want a little ice?
Thank you. A very familiar scripture. Even the children know by memory that the Lord laid on a heart to read. Over in 23rd Psalms and the first verse, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I thank the Lord that he's my shepherd. I thank the Lord he is your shepherd. And I thank the Lord he wants to be everyone's shepherd. But for him to be our shepherd, we must be willing to be sheep. And before you become a sheep, you have to be a lamb. So it starts out small. So you pray for me as we read a little further and we think about Jesus. Seem like the songs have inspired my heart this evening. Thought we hardly had strength to get up here. But I promised the Lord if you give me strength to get to the pulpit, I'll look to you to do the preaching. So I thought about Jesus. And as they sang that song about the lily of the valley, first I thought about Sister Ladolia Fuller, Brother Keith's mother, and her sister used to sing that song. And we got so much out of it. Was glad to hear it today. But Jesus had quite a few names. They called him the lily of the valley. They called him the bright and morning star. Do you know anything about a bright and a morning star? Have you ever been up early in the morning or late in the evening when the stars just began to appear? And one special star looks so different, so bigger than the others. I have noticed this. Well, I love to work with nature and see nature work. And how beautiful it is. Maybe standing off kind of to itself, but it's beautiful. Then I thought about the lily of the valley. The lily has a very different fragrance than other flowers. The lily is a different color than other flowers. The lily, the lily that the word reads about, is beautiful and white. The blossoms are. The foliage is different. Jesus is different from every human being, but he can be in my heart. He's in your heart. And he's a loving Savior. They sang that song this evening about the Rose of Sharon. That's another name he has, the Rose of Sharon. Thank you. A rose has the vine of the bush has thorns on it, and they're very sticky. But the roses are so sweet. Praise the Lord. So I think of the fragrance of a rose. It is so sweet, and it is so pleasant. The Lord wants you and I to have that same sweet savor. We must be sweet and we must be pleasant. The Lord wants you and I to be pleasant to everyone. The Lord wants you and I to be friendly to everyone. The Lord wants you and I to manifest the Spirit of Jesus. And as we live for Jesus and as he grows in our hearts, old self will just disappear. I often say, I don't want anybody to see Catherine, but I want people to see Jesus. I thought about a lady that she was one of the saints, and she ran a cafe, and she was a precious saint, but she was going through some severe trials, and husband wasn't saved and was doing it pretty bad. But she kept a sweet attitude and a love and a burden for her husband's soul. So one day she said, as someone came in the cafe and was ordering the food, said, "When I see you, I think about God." Don't you want people to feel that way about you? Thought about another lady. Was very difficult to take care of, but she was an invalid and needed care. She had been in the home of different people, and being in the home maybe of unsaved people, they kind of railed up on her, and when she would get back at them, they'd get back at her. You know how unsaved people are. But finally, she fell in the hands of a saint of God. And this dear saint was taking care of her. And she was difficult to take care of, so finally this saint asked her, "Do you ever think about God?" And her answer was, "Yes, since you've been taking care of me." So the Lord wants you and I to manifest His Spirit. I thought about the woman. And when we say this, we don't say anything to hold up adultery, because it is sin. And it will cause souls to burn in hell unless they get rid of that spirit and come out of adultery if they married in it. I believe this is Church of God doctrine, don't you? I feel like the Lord gives us time, ample time, to take care of this matter. But I often tell people, when you first get saved, don't just relax in that. You start working on it from the time you get saved until the Lord bring you out of it. And I've seen the Lord bring dear saints out of it, and they're living for God and happy today, and I thank God for that. But then I thought about the people. They had the wrong attitude when they caught this woman in adultery. In the very act, you know the story. So they brought her to Jesus and asked Jesus, and we know what Moses would do. They would stone her to death. But we want to hear what you have to say about it. Then Jesus seemingly stooped down on the ground and began to write as though he heard them not. But finally he lifted up himself and said, "He that is without sin, let him cast the first stone." Well, when they thought about that, they went out one by one, even to the least. And the woman, I suppose she could have, well, sneaked on out too. But she stayed there to get her punishment, whatever it was. So then Jesus lifted up himself and says, "Where are thine accusers?" "No man accuses you." "No man, Lord, neither do I. But go and sin no more. Go and sin no more." Praise the Lord. Don't you think that's a good attitude for us to have? Amen. I thought about another name. I'd like for you to get your Bibles and read a few scriptures. I thought about someone. I want you to come right on the board. The Good Shepherd. And at the end of that, I want you to write the name Jesus, if you will, for me. Some of you young folks. Now, young people, yeah, here comes somebody. Thank the Lord. I was telling a young saint not long ago, this saint was asking for prayer, and I said, "Well, I'll be praying for you." Heather. Trial or something. And then I said, "I want you to pray for me." And I looked at this young brother and I said, "Do you ever pray for me?" He didn't say it, but it was kind of odd. I said, "The ministers need your prayers. Do not ever think that the devil doesn't work on ministers like he does the laity. These are the ones he works on. And I hope every saint here that know the worth of prayer, that you go from this meeting, if you haven't been carrying a burden for the ministry, pray more for the ministry. If there was a time and ever a time that the ministers need your prayers, it is today. So many things is coming, trying to keep creeping among the saints, and the ministers must cry against this. The word says, cry loud and spare not. And we need special grace and courage from God to stand true and firm and cry loud and spare not. To lift up our voices like a trumpet, praise God. This is what the Lord wants you and I to do. As watchmen's on the wall, it's a poor watchman would be on the wall and see the enemy coming, and we don't warn the people of God. Well, listen, we need glorious grace to do that, because somebody's sitting there, oh, he's picking at me and he's doing, no, it's not picking at nobody. The Holy Spirit will just get right down in and work with you, work in your heart. See, don't want him to meddle in my business. The Holy Ghost will work in your, meddle in your business. And he's doing it to help you out. We don't know what your trouble is, but the Holy Ghost does. He'll meld right into your pocketbooks. He'll meld into your attitudes. The Holy Ghost will do this. He'll meld into your conversation and make you shut up sometime if you will listen to the Holy Ghost. Keep your mouth, because the word says a meek and a quiet spirit in the sight of God is of great price. Do you want to be great in the sight of God? Learn to be quiet. The Holy Spirit will help you out. It was kind of like Ananias and Sapphira. Praise God. Are you praying for me? Hope you still love me. I want to thank you for your prayers. I have known so many times, seem like when I feel the sickest and the worst, the Lord will call on me for a duty to do. So I ask the Lord, give me strength, and you pray for us. But went away, Ananias and Sapphira, Peter, John, they didn't know what they was getting there behind closed doors. And here they agreed that they would just sell part of their land and give part. But we'll go down there and make out like we sold it all. They'll never know the difference. Those old preachers, they'll never know. But listen, the Holy Ghost knew. I bring out this thought to let us all know we have to deal with the Holy Spirit. Come down there, Ananias. Peter, is this all? Yeah, this is all. Why have you, Satan? Why have Satan what? Fill thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost. You're not lying to us. You're lying to God, the Holy Ghost. Couldn't say much more. Fell dead. And his wife had 3 hours to make up her mind. Dear saints, listen. We don't say this to accuse nobody. But the Lord knows all about our whereabouts. He knows all about what we've been talking about and doing. And it's no need to try to cover up nothing. Just face facts. Now this woman, she could have, I believe the Lord would have been merciful to her. If she would have just said, come out there and told the truth. If she had known, I believe Sister Freeman, if she had known her husband was dead, she'd have forgot all about what they agreed on and told the truth. But see, she was so determined to carry out what they agreed on behind closed doors. So she came on out there. Is this all? Yay, this is all. Read the rest of it you got there. Oh, may the Lord help us. I'll find it. Someone find that X5. I want to quote it right.
Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart and lied to the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
And to keep back part of the price of the land. While it remained,
it was yours.
Was it not thine own?
You could have come down and told the truth. Right. You could just say, well, we decided to keep back part of it. Right. He wasn't slain there by the Lord. Lost his life because he didn't give all. It was because he lied. All liars shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. Read on.
And And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power?
It was not in thine own power? You could have come down and
said, I have not received this thing in my heart.
Yes. Yes.
That thou not lied unto men, but unto God.
Yes. What did he do?
And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost.
Yes.
Great fear came upon all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him.
Did he even have a funeral? Read on. About the woman.
That's more.
About the woman, the wife, space of 3 hours.
It was about the space of 3 hours after.
Yes.
When his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried my husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out.
When Max
fell, she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost, and the young men came in and found her dead, and carried her forth, and buried her by her husband.
Yes. What a sight. That was right in the camp of the saints. But dear ones, I don't feel anyone here is guilty of such a thing, or would be. But I believe the Lord would have it read to warn us of covetousness, of anything holding back. The Lord says, freely you receive, freely give. Let us read this scripture again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Someone find Psalms 34, 9 and 10. Another find Philippians 4 and 19.
Some fear the Lord, ye his saints.
Yes, Lord help us.
Well, there is no
wait just a moment. It didn't say sinners. Oh, fear ye the Lord, his saints. Do you not know that the fear of God is lifting itself from the earth? But may the Lord help me and you to ever, Brother Macmillan, to keep the fear of God upon our heart. Oh, even as I stand here, I stand trembling with the fear of God on my heart. When you see people, this bothers me. Sometimes I say, Lord, with all our praying and with all our fasting and doing, and we come to a meeting like this and we hear a very, very solemn message, and we feel and think that the altar should fill up, and sometime maybe one or two and sometime no one. Lord, what is the trouble? The Lord is helping to know the fear of God is lifting itself from the earth. People don't have the fear of God on their hearts anymore, like they should. And sad to say this, but some of our children, talk to your children at home as they come forth here this morning, how to act on the campground. Whether they're saved or whether they're not saved when they're big enough, I think they should have respect for the campground. I think they should have respect for the saints. Just out here carrying on and acting like this is a ball ground. This is not a ball ground. This is a campground where God's people meet and to worship God and to glorify the Lord. You can't wait till you get to the campground and tell them, now don't do this and don't do the other. Rear them up at home. Start from their babyhood. Helping your children to have the fear of God upon their hearts. May God help us. This bothers me. Too much noise and going on the campground. This is a holy ground. Someone said this morning, well, things up there not like they used to be. Are you like you used to be? May God help us to pray for more and seek the Lord. Oh, God, help us today to be faithful in our serving God and rearing our children in the fear of God. And children, may you have more of a fear of God on your heart and appreciate your godly parents that's trying to rear you in the fear of God and stop shrugging up your shoulders when they tell you to do something and this is not right or the other. Thank God that you have somebody trying to help you to live like you should live and to go to heaven when this life over. I pray much for the young saints and the young parents today that's rearing their children because they have to go to a school and I've got ungodly things. But oh, thank God, I thought about Brother whatever his name there, Simpson, Norman, we heard him preach that in Tulsa Saturday night, Friday night. And he said how the Bible school, the Christian school, wasn't this year or something. And he thought, well, what are we going to do? Have to put our children in a public school. But he testified that the school that they put them in, that they don't have to wear the shorts and they don't have to do this. And he's so glad that the Lord worked it. God will work for you, folks. He'll do it. But be faithful to the Lord. Be faithful to rear your children in the fear of God. I thought when the brother was going forth this morning, I said, well, the Lord has given him just about what he's given me, so I'll just go forth and let it be a testimony or whatever for the word. Praise the Lord. Oh, fear you. Read that again.
Oh, fear the Lord.
Oh, fear the Lord.
Ye his saints.
Oh, ye saints. This is what the Lord wants us to do. How, regardless of what come or go, keep the fear of God on your heart. Read on.
For there is no want to them that fear him.
Oh, the Lord is a shepherd and I shall not want. There is no want. Everything you want, everything you need, even when your body is so afflicted. I thought of yesterday. I was so sick, just all of a sudden, but I was feeling bad before this just hit me so hard, and I was sitting by Sister Hargrave trying to eat, and I say, I'm sick. I say, I guess I better just go and go to bed. I say, I'm just sick. I say, I need somebody to help me to get to the chapel from the dining room. So little Rachel Hargrave, she walked me over here, and when I walked over, Brother Salmon was standing there, and practically everybody else was out. I told Brother Salmon, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I am sick. I said, I want you to pray for me. We sit back on the bench there. So he prayed, and the Lord blessed me in the body, and we went on over, and I was thinking about just going where I was sleeping and just going off the campground and get some rest. And so one of the sisters spoke up and said, well, this is a good place to be. I said, well, it is. I'll be right here. Saints can still pray for me. So we just went on over to the room and laid down. Oh, the Lord, you don't have to want for anything. Your healing. God can heal the eyes. He can heal the healed blinded eyes. He opened up eyes that had never been able to see. Don't worry about those things, your cataracts. The Lord can cause them to diminish. Don't give it up. Praise, be like the woman that went to the unjust judge. She went there so many times, I guess the judge got just kind of tired of her, and she would come, and maybe every time she would come, he had other clients to wait on him. But oh, this widow, she would appear. And finally he said, not because I fear God, not because I regard man, but because this widow continually to come, I will avenge her of her adversary. Then Jesus spoke up and said, do you hear? Sister Shirley, did you hear what the unjust judge said? And will not I avenge my own elect? And cry unto me day and night. Though I be alone with them, I tell you, I will expend them speed. Oh, praise the Lord. Thought about the brother, whoever brought out about the Shadrach and Meshach was cast into the fire of furnace, heated seven times hotter than it ever been heated. Who was that? Was it a song or prayer or what? And then when these men didn't bow down, when they heard all the music and the flutes and everything, they knew they had been warned to bow and worship that golden image. But they didn't bow. Amen. Call them in. The king thought he'd give them another chance. Who is the God that will deliver you out of my hand? Oh, king, we are not careful to answer you on this matter. But the God we serve, if you want to know who it is, it's the God of Abraham. It's the God of Isaac. It's the God of Jacob. It's the God that we serve. Don't we serve the same God today? God has no respect of persons, dear saints. He has no respect of person. The Lord told me some time ago, and I was thinking about and praying for somebody sick and wanted to see him delivered and healed, and the Lord spoke to me with words. He said, I don't have no more respect for Peter than John than I have for the saints today. He says, all I want is a clean vessel to work. God have no respect of person. He wouldn't be God if he had a respect of person. So we thank God for that. You don't have to want for anything. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk up righteously. Praise the Lord. Did you finish your scripture?
I didn't read the 10th verse.
All right.
Some blind do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
Praise God. They that seek the Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd.
Amen.
Don't have to want anything. I was thinking about the brother and his glasses and how the Lord bless him. He's God. Praise the Lord. Someone find Philippians. This is one of my main scriptures, 4:19.
But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
My God shall supply all. That means the small ones, the great ones. My God shall supply all thy needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You believe that? I do too. Oh, he's a good shepherd. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for it. Someone might find John, the 10th chapter. Talk about the little shepherd over there a little bit. Praise the Lord. Are you praying for me? I sure need your prayers. I feel like the Lord wants to encourage our hearts today.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
yes,
he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is as a thief and robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
Praise the Lord. I'd like for you skip down to save a little time. I believe it's 11 verse.
11?
Yes.
I am the good shepherd.
Praise the Lord. I am the good shepherd. Praise on.
The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
The good shepherd give his life. Thought about that this morning. As the brother was unburdening his heart, I thought about myself, and maybe you thought about yourself. When I was a sinner, deep in sin. You've often heard me tell it. I was lying out there on a horse-filled bed. Had an experience kind of like Brother Salmon. Before I got saved, I was in and out of the horse-filled. But one day, laying on that horse-filled bed, too sick for even my sisters and relatives to come see me. The nurse said I was too sick for even have company. And one time during this time of my sickness, I went off in a coma. And when I came out of the coma, and yet I couldn't talk, but I was able to see the doctors, many doctors, around my bed. In those days, they wore their white dresses and the doctors their white coats. But all I could see was white dresses and white coats. I wanted to tell them I was all right, but I couldn't speak a word. They was examining my pulse, my heart, and I heard one say, "Let me try, doctor." They was trying to find a heartbeat. They was trying. And I went on back in a coma again. So when I came back at that time, doctors, most of them had gone away. But it was a nurse sitting by my bed. I said, "Why were there so many doctors around the bedside?" She kind of smiled. Said, "You almost went up to live with the angel." I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to live with the angel. Surely I wasn't ready to go to heaven. But as I say, they wouldn't let my people in. Said I was too sick. But thank God for the good shepherd.
Yes.
My good shepherd. Jesus.
Yes.
He came in.
Yes.
Jesus came by my bedside.
Yes.
Jesus told me, "You're lost, but I love you. You're on your way to hell, but I love you. And I want to save you. I'm here to save your soul. God, save me. After you saved me, I had a horse pill bed and a doctor's bill, and I don't know what all to pay. That was responsibilities and bills I had made, and even I had to pay those horse pill bills after I was saved because it was my responsibility. But the Lord blessed me to get a job and pay the bills. The Lord saved me. The brother was talking about all the cigarettes and things and the whiskey. I didn't have that. I tried to smoke, but I didn't want to be called a wallflower. Tried to drink, but I couldn't. But all of the things that I had, immodest dress, and I wasn't around a saint to tell me what to do because I wasn't around no saints when the Lord saved me. Living in a... You're going to have to get rid of those things. And do you not know? My sisters and brothers, they thought I was losing my mind. Oh, they talked about me. The phone was ringing long distance to and from because they knew that how fancy I was and dances and stuff and all I did. What is wrong with Catherine? Is she losing her mind? And I did. I lost my mind and took the mind of Christ. That's what a sister told me the first meeting that I went to, one of the first meetings. Brother Wilson, I'm always glad to see Brother Austers, because Brother Austers and Brother Sister Opal, I stayed in their home quite a bit when I would go down there to a camp meeting. That was his first companion, and they were just like Mama and Papa to me. And they taught me a lot of things that I haven't forgotten. Haven't forgotten the first time I believe I went down on an old train, kind of choo-choo. Brother Wilson sitting over there, and Brother Stover met me at the train station. And all they were showing so kindness and so love, and I hadn't been used to that. But you know the Lord, that's the way it is. And I thought, well, all of these, excuse me for saying it, but that's the way I felt. These white people, they so good to me. I hadn't been used to that, Sister Margaret. But I was glad, I was thankful, they loving me. Praise the Lord. That's the way it is. Far as you're white or black or brown or whatever, when you go under the blood of Jesus, glory to God, that takes the color away. It does, folks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then they, as I say, Brother Sister Wilson was so nice to me. Maybe I'd be the only colored saint in their home, and I look in the mirror. I say, my face is black. But these folks are so good to me. Seem like I'm a white person. But that's just the way it works. So we appreciate seeing Brother Wilson here at the meeting. Praise the Lord. Well, may the Lord help us. He kind of want to wake us up. You know, this is a meeting in the afternoon that we sleep a lot. I know we're tired and nodded, but I believe the Lord wanted to send forth something to encourage our hearts that we stay awake. Well, praise the Lord. I give my life for my sheep. I thought about how sinful I was. I was just making a parable of myself and you too. There you were, and there I was, Brother Salmon or whoever, so deep in sin and so bound, and can't do a thing about it in your own self. You can't do one thing about it. You can't deliver yourself. And I thought of a friend. Jesus. He's a friend. Glory to God. That sticketh closer than a brother. I thought, maybe here I am standing and I'm going to be doomed to death. The crimes, the sins and everything, I'm going to have to be punished. And I'm going to have to be sent to hell because I don't have nobody to go on my bond. But Jesus. Jesus steps up and says, I'll take your place. I'll pay the price for your soul. I'll pay it with my blood. Thank God. Oh, I think about Jesus. Oh, here lately, seem I want to talk about Jesus more and more. Maybe because I'm getting close where I'm going to be with Jesus. I know he's here and he's in my heart and yours all. But I think of Jesus. How that when you and I was deep in sin, how you and I should have been nailed to the cross, because you and I are the one that sinned. But think of Jesus stepping up and taking your place on the cross. He stepped up, brothers and sisters. He took my place on the cross. Don't you think you ought to love a Savior like that? Sometimes I think we are too quiet in a way. I know we got the best that heaven can afford. I know that. I know this is the church of God. I know it. Not because I met you people, but because God made it known to me before I ever knew any of you saints. The church of God. Because I started, after the Lord saved me, I didn't know where to go to church. I didn't want to go back to Babylon where I was. And we went over to what they call the Anderson Church. But I didn't understand that. They had music there and a different thing. They said they was a church of God. So I went on my face before the Lord. And I told the Lord, I want you to lead me to the church, to the saints of God. And the Lord led me. I was living in Oakland to Stockton, California. I was working at this time. And when I got to Stockton, I went to the same church. I didn't know nowhere else to go. And after service, I said to them, you had a little humble place that you have in service. I said, where? You don't hold service? No, we rented that out. I said, who did you rent it to? Say, we rented it to some people call themselves Church of God. And say, they say. Now, this was a kind of a odd way for the Lord to lead me to the saints, to go back right back to Babylon where I was. But the Lord knew what the whole situation. And I told the Lord, I said, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to go back to those people. But the Lord said, you go. You asked me to lead you to the saints. You go there and you go to church. Well, I did. And after service, the man and his wife asked me for dinner. I said, where is your little church? He said, we got that rented out. Who to? We got it out, rented out to the people call themselves the Church of God. And they say they are the original Church of God. And I said, well, tell me something about the service. Say, the sisters, they dress so plain, and they don't wear no jewelry. And say, the brothers don't wear ties. And said, somebody came down to the altar to pray and said, whoever it was wanted to ask the minister, said, well, what about my church dues? This fellow trying to get saved, coming to the saints to be saved. And the minister said, we're not worried about the church. We're not worried about your church dues. We want you to get saved. That sounded good to me. And I said, Lord, I said, well, do you have any of their address or phone number that I can get in touch with them? And yeah, I said, we have Brother Dillard. Say, he's one of the carpenters, and he's been doing some carpentering for us, so we don't know his address, but we got a phone number, and you can call. I said, give me the phone number. I took that phone, it had a long cord, and went into a room myself and called Brother and Sister Dillard. And this is how I got in touch with the saints of God. So they said, well, it was raining, and they had an old T-Mar Ford. They was trying to get it running to come pick me up and bring them to me to their house, but didn't work that way. So finally they got it fixed in time. The train was going back. I had to go back that evening in order to be at work Monday. They say, we'll meet you at the station. So they did. When I walked in that station and saw just the back of Sister Dillard, I said, this is a saint of God. You know, it's something different. Praise the Lord. That's how I got in touch with you, dear saints. That was the beginning of it. And it's no need for no one to tell me to go anywhere else, not even any of you. I'll be here. Until the Lord takes me to heaven, I'll be right here with you. I feel this way, and I believe the Lord would have it this way. If there should come up a misunderstanding among us, there's a way to sell it out now. It's a way to come together, talk it over, pray about it, seek the Lord. There's no need to be, I'm going out here with so-and-so and start something. What? Too late in the day. It sure is too late in the day. And when God comes for his church, he's not going to be running over here and over there picking up a few. He's coming for his bride. And his bride is one, and his bride is not separated. It's one. Just one. So now, Lord, help us to stay with the truth. Stay with the saints of God. I have anything that hurt me, I'm coming to you, Sister Margaret. You said so and so, and I didn't quite understand it. Let's have a talk about it. Someone said to me yesterday, Sister Catherine, I just want to talk with you. I said, all right, what is it? I'm just wondering if we are close as we used to be. I said, as far as I know, I don't know nothing has separated. Well, I just wanted to talk to you about it. Well, it's a good way. I'm glad you came to me. Come right to me. And I have a feeling I'm coming to you. But thank God I don't have those kind of feelings. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Guess it's about time for me to sit down, isn't it? I lay down my life, spit upon, for his friend. Greater love has no man than this. That's Jesus. Would lay down his life for his friend. I was thinking about someone find Psalms 46 and 1 and 10. I was thinking about there's no want. And I was thinking about a story I read, a true story. I wanted to read this scripture first and we'll go on with the story. 46 Psalm, the first verse. And I believe it's
God is our refuge.
Yeah, God is our refuge.
God is our refuge and strength, and a very present help in trouble.
In trouble.
Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed.
Don't have to be fearful. I've enjoyed this day so wonderful. Because I've listened to a lot of testimonies. It's how the Lord is healing among his people and what he's doing, saving. And this dear sister that stood up over here and testified how the Lord had brought her to the saints. I said, well, praise the Lord. He sang a verse of that song. God is gathering his people up. Do you know somebody who just thought a verse? Long scattered them. But now. Praise God. Praise God.
Thy children are gathering.
Praise God.
With joy they're gathering.
Thank God. From all of the nations from which they were scattered. Praise God. One more verse. Yeah, that's good. Yes. Amen. Brother Salmon. Up for. Amen. Don't you thank God for that? Amen. Thank God. With joy. Praise the Lord.
What verse
were
you on?
10th verse.
John or?
46 Psalm.
Be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
Praise God. I was thinking about this heathen and this story, of true story of a missionary over in Africa, I believe, doing mission work over there. And he came across an old man, half blind, and he was making his way into a saloon to buy some whiskey. And this missionary yelled at him, Old man, why would you go in there? He said, well, they have something in there they call magic. See, we haven't always had this over here, but they have brought it over here. And say, I cut wood in order to get some of that magic. And he said, the missionary said, wouldn't you want to get rid of that? Oh, yes, how can I? I would cut wood, I'd do anything for anyone could deliver me from this. So even we had a goat, and I sold that goat to get some of that magic. And when I sold the goat, my wife cried. He says, he wondered how he was going to get it over to him, Jesus. He said, I know one. I know a doctor can deliver you and heal you. What is his name? He tried to tell him, Jesus. It was hard for him to get a hold of that. Finally, he prayed, and this was his prayer. Great doctor, make me well. He didn't know how to say like you and me, and Lord, have mercy upon me. Great doctor. Do you know the Lord accepted that? Saved his soul, healed his body, cleared up his eyes. He went home, and his wife was so astonished of the change that he had made. Who did it? It was Jesus. But he thought it was so sacred that he didn't need to tell his wife. So one day she met the missionary and said, what have you done to my husband? He's so changed. And he looked at him, he said, haven't you told your wife? He says, it's all right. He said, yeah, just tell her what happened. He said, wife is just a name, Jesus. Just a name, Jesus. Don't you love that name? I do. Let us turn over here to, as we bring this thought to a close of this. I love Jesus, I'm sure you do too. Over here in the 21st chapter of Matthew. We'll see what we can find here. About the 6th verse, I guess. No, 21st chapter of Matthew. I made a mistake. 21st chapter of Matthew. Start reading at the 6th verse. Yeah.
And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. That was Mark.
Yeah.
And
brought the
ass and the colt and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and threw them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh.
Praise the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Read on.
And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved. Saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know, I think sometimes we need to be a little more noisy. They were making such a noise, and they was praising. And you think about today of how they have a saying, maybe a great man come to town, the president or king or something, they have a saying of rolling out the red carpet. And you know, that means you are welcome. And they didn't have a carpet to roll out, but they took their clothes and they made a carpet out of that, and the branches from the trees, which means victory, from the palm trees, victory. And they was crying, Hosanna into the, who is this? That's why I say we need to make a greater noise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not anything wrong with saying praise the Lord and hallelujah. Amen. I remember when I first went down there to the meeting in Pacoma, we call it San Banana then, I looked at the saints and it was just like a fan. Looked like everyone's hand was up as they were singing. And I thought, this is beautiful. But you know, we still need to do more of that. Lift up holy hand without doubting. You don't have to doubt. This is what's going on. Sister Margaret, this is what's going on in my soul. And automatically the hand goes up. This is real. It's no plaything. It's real. And I'm sure it's real with you. Praising the Lord. Hosanna to the highest. And they were really praising the Lord with the best that they could and what they had to offer to roll out the carpet, so to speak. And the song that we sang over there in music, let it roll. Let it roll. So we need to let the praises of God roll. Roll it out. Why? This is Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus is here. Didn't he say, wherever two of you or three will be gathered together in my name, I'll be in the midst? Well, we need to roll out the carpet. Roll out with praises to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I know I'm noisy, but I believe, forgive me if I'm too noisy and bother you, but I just love to praise my Lord, because I was in a terrible, terrible pit of sin and on my way to hell, and the Lord snatched me out and put me going for God and helped me get acquainted with all of you saints. And you think I don't have something to praise the Lord for? I sure do. I'm going to praise the Lord for my children. I'm going to praise the Lord for my mothers in Israel. Praise the Lord for the ministers. I just thank the Lord. I don't have to sit back like I used to and preacher get up and drop your head because you know something on that preaching, all that kind of stuff. I can lift up my head and say, praise the Lord. Amen. Preach the word. Amen. Be thankful that you have ministers that's clean and pure and holy. Yes, praise God. Preach the word of God. You know, that's an easy thing, just preaching, but we have to have a life behind it to back it up. Praise the Lord. Yes. Last scripture over here in Luke, I believe, the 18th chapter. This was a blind man that was standing by the wayside. 18 and 36.
35.
18 and 30. Well, you can start at 35.
It came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging.
Now, this is a blind man. Read on.
And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant.
Couldn't see. He didn't know what it was. Read on.
They told him that Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus.
By.
If you want to know who it is, Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus of Nazareth. This man you've been hearing about. This man that raised Lazarus from the dead. This man that has been healing all manner of these. You mean me to tell me Jesus is passing by? Praise the Lord, yes, he's passing by. But you know one thing? He's not passing, just passing monarch. He's standing still right here to help you and to help me. Praise the Lord. He's not going to just pass on. He's right here. Praise the Lord. Read on.
And he cried saying, Jesus.
Jesus.
Son of David, have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
They which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more. Now, Son of David, have mercy on me.
And what did Jesus do?
He stood.
One scripture says he stood still. He stood. I thank God. It makes no difference how little your problem might be. And how great it may be, and it makes no difference if you haven't been saved but two or three days, the Lord will hear your cry. He will listen to your plea, Jesus. He will work out your problem, whatever it is. A young man got saved maybe a couple of months ago, maybe 3 months now. They brought him to our home, and the folks, the relatives called me, and they had taken him to the doctor. He was on dope, and he had gone out, just thought he was dead, so to speak, and he did too. But anyway, he revived, and when he came to himself, He said, wherever I was in hell. I wanted to get out. This is all while he was out. He said, I wanted to get out. I don't know if there's anybody here today that's not saved, but let me tell you something. If you are, hell is real, folks. It's just as real as heaven is. And God wants to save every soul that'll be saved right here on this camp time ground. Who will help? We'll plead the mercy of God. And we need to get foolishness out of our mind. We got to, young folks, we got to go and meet God. All is well. But anyway, this man, he, young man, and so anyway, they called me up. They say, Sister Catherine, we've been up with this boy, his name is Larry, all night. And what, how he was acting, and he went out, and when he come back to himself, he got the Bible, and he's trying to read the Bible, and we took it to the one horse pill, the doctor, and he couldn't find nothing wrong with him, so he sent him on back. So now we're going to take him to the veteran horse pill, and over there, I live right close to the veteran horse pill, right across the street. Say, can we bring him over there and you pray for him before we take him to the horse pill? I said, yes, bring him on. So they brought him. That young man, he was foaming at the mouth. Tears was just, wasn't no just little tears. Tears was falling down his face. He says, I want to be saved. He says, I've been in hell. He says, I don't want to go back to that place. And he said, I'm so glad that God didn't take me out of the world while I was in that condition. He said, what, he wasn't trying to help it at all. He said, what happened? I got a hold of some bad dope. And this dope just almost killed him. Is there any hope for me? I'll let him know it's hope for you. So the Lord help us to know you just have to first cast the devils out. So we began to pray that way. You know, you when you're dealing with a soul, you must follow the instruction of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes reason souls don't get really through. They got some kind of spirit in them. They need to be, it needs to be cast out. So we just face fact, like the Lord said, ask the Lord to cast all of the evil spirits out of it. And he went like an old cow or something, and oh, he went bad. But when that was done and the Lord had cast the devils out, he began to call on God. It's been a long time that I hear any sinner pray like he prayed. He wasn't just putting on or saying a few words, weeping all the time. God, if you'll just have mercy upon me and save my soul, I'll live for you, Lord. He begged God a long time. Just have mercy. God had mercy on that soul. God delivered that soul. He's saved today. He told me after, he said, Sister Catherine, said, this is something that I don't understand. Here I am all these time, years or whatever, I've been bound with dope and all of that stuff, and just a few minutes. You know, people go to these institutions to be dry. He said, but God did it in just a few minutes. Amen. Just a few minutes. So he took all of the taste. He said, I have no desire for it, no taste. Amen. Ever so often I talk to him and I ask him, I say, how you doing? Are you still saved? Yes, nothing to go back for. I'm still saved. People on the job, his co-workers didn't like him. Told him, say, when he come to work, say, we don't like you now. We like the old Larry better. He said, well, I'm going to live for God. I said, well, you keep encouraged. You ask for prayer to keep encouraged on his job, but he's still saved. Listen, God can set you free, people. Young people, old people, whatever it are. And I'll tell you another thing. I didn't have this on my mind to say, and we'll finish about this blind man. Staying out in sin to get you a husband or a wife is a great mistake. You need to get saved and let God work out your future thing. The word says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Oh, but it's nobody saved. Listen. When it wasn't but one man in the world, and there was no women at all, God made him a wife. He's the same God today. You be faithful to God, and God will be faithful to your soul. May the Lord help us. Oh, he's a great shepherd. Jesus, nothing too hard for the Lord. You give your heart to God. I know this because, to my regret, I have talked to some of the saints' children. Sweetly saved, got unsaved, go out there to get them somebody, and they're regretting it today. Once you say and make that vow before God and man, I will take this woman or this man for my husband as long as we live until death does separate us. Even if the devil did give him to you, God seals that for your husband and your wife, as long as he might have had something better for you. If you had gotten saved and listened to his small, still voice and let him work your future out for you, he had something better. But you choose the devil, and still that's your wife. That's your husband. As long as he lives, as long as she lives. Is this Church of God doctrine or not? This is it. That's according to the Word of God. Finish your scripture, brother.
Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. When he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved.
Praise God. And immediately.
Immediately he received his sight. Glorifying God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us sing a verse of that song, I Will Follow Jesus. Thank God for the good scripture. Amen. Follow Jesus. This blind man followed Jesus. I just that song, I Will Follow Jesus. Either one that you think is all right. Pray for me. I sure want to live up to this gospel and be faithful to God. I need your prayer.